This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. At least 100,000 Belarusians took to the streets in the capital of Minsk on Sunday in one of the biggest protests yet against President Alexander Lukashenko after he claimed victory in a disputed election last month that his opponents say was rigged. Police said they detained more than 400 protesters in Minsk, with arrests continuing into the evening, with public outrage building against Lukashenko, who has ruled the former Soviet bloc nation for 26 years. Russia said it would support him by sending paratroopers to Belarus for so-called Slavic Brotherhood joint drills. Lukashenko has rejected claims that the election was rigged and contends that foreign powers are behind the protests. The Interfax Russian news agency reported that shots were fired into the air to keep protesters away from an area of Minsk where the Belarusian leadership lives. The unrest came as Lukashenko prepared to travel to Russia on Monday for talks with President Vladimir Putin. The WHO reported a record one-day increase in global coronavirus cases Sunday. The total rose by 307,930 cases over 24 hours. The biggest increases were in the countries that already have the world's largest caseloads, the United States, India, and Brazil. Globally, the number of deaths rose by 5,537, pushing the death toll past 900,000 for the world. Both the United States and India reported more than 1,000 deaths over the past 24 hours. Brazil reported 874 deaths. The previous WHO record for new cases was set just a week ago. Israel will reinstate a strict countrywide lockdown this week amid a stubborn surge in coronavirus cases. The lockdown is expected to last at least 3 weeks. From Washington, this is VOA News.